WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time. From education to civilization, from astrology straight to biology,
Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers released their last album, Conscious Party, close to 2 years ago. That record arrived at a time when reggae had faded from mass American consciousness. Reggae as an American pop subgenre had been in decline ever since the death of Ziggy's father, Bob Marley, in 1981. By the mid-80s, reggae was a cult music whose audience in this country was smaller than the market for, say, jazz, and somewhat larger than the market for, say, polkas. But Conscious Party proved to be a big surprise hit. You could ascribe it to a unique combination of reasons. Solid tunes written by Ziggy, a production job by Chris France and Tina Weymouth of Talking Heads that was as clear as most reggae records are murky. And there was, as well, the teenage Ziggy's boyish sex appeal, a factor that rarely figures in reggae, which often seems dominated by middle-aged men. Now Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers have released their follow-up to Conscious Party, called One Bright Day.
One bright day.
That's the album's title song. One Bright Day sounds like a follow-up record. Some of its melodies are intended to remind you of tunes on Conscious Party. It's a record that's not afraid to trade on its predecessor's sound, but it's also, to its credit, a further refinement of that sound. It is, for example, more overtly political. Like his father, Ziggy is a follower of Rastafarianism, and he writes songs about that religion and its political agenda. But much more so than his father, Ziggy is interested in making satisfying dance music, music that dovetails with American pop without losing its own identity. And often that takes the form of a musical groove decorated with a few simple phrases. The message is there, but it doesn't overwhelm the rhythms. Ziggy Marley's bright pop reggae stands in contrast to a new album by the veteran Jamaican vocal group Culture. This trio has been making records for a little over a decade, and though they're not widely known here, their influence on the music has been considerable throughout the world. Culture was described by Stephen Davis and Peter Simon in their exemplary book Reggae Bloodlines as being, quote, second only to Marley and the Wailers in the extent to which the group has internationalized its audience.
Vibration, oh nation.
From such life.
That's They Never Love In This Time from Culture's new album, Kumbolo. Led by lead singer Joseph Hill, Culture frequently adapts American soul, gospel, and doo-wop harmonies to reggae rhythms. There's no song on this new album to match the measured ferocity of the song that first made this group famous, 2-7's Clash. That amazing 1977 song linked English punk rockers with Jamaican Rastas. But on a song like Innocent Blood, you can still hear Culture's adventurousness and wide-ranging talent.